Hey there, this is Brandon Utley with Go for Launch. Most of us share links these days, lots of links, whether we're emailing or texting someone a link, sharing a link on social media, or putting one in a blog post or a white paper. Links are pretty much ubiquitous. But many people don't stop to think about the wasted opportunities of just sending plain, verbatim links. Yeah, those ones that you get from your friend that copied a news article off CNN or something that's like 800 characters long. Now, the most obvious issue with a lot of links is their length. When links are really long, they just look bad, and often they have a bunch of random letters, numbers, or symbols in them. But aside from simple aesthetics, naked links are just inefficient. From a business standpoint, you could be getting a lot more out of the links that you share. For example, you should always know at a minimum whether a link got clicked on. And even better, you could know exactly who clicked on a given link. For example, if you're using email tracking and most good email campaign systems, for example. But beyond just tracking the click-throughs, there are other ways to really enhance the links that you share. Here are just a five that I want to impart to you today. Number one, as we discussed, making those shorter. This is the most obvious benefit, which just makes the links look better and contain fewer characters. This is obviously a benefit on most social media platforms, as an example. Number two is embedding your brand within your by using your domain name or a variation of your domain name instead of CNN.com, for example. I can use my own website, goforlaunch.io, or another personal short name that I have with my last name, Utley.in, which is, I think, Indonesian, an Indonesian domain name that I registered several years ago just for that purpose. Number three, add retargeting codes to any link that you send. This means being able to later serve ads to people who've clicked on those enhanced links. That's ads on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, you name it. They all have the ability to give your readers, your viewers that click on those links, the opportunity to see an ad from you later. Number four is adding some tracking information that can tell you exactly where your links came from. And this uses the bizarre sounding urchin tracking module, otherwise known as UTM parameters. Yeah, urchin tracking module. And by the way, the name urchin came from a company that was the predecessor to Google Analytics that was used by marketers to track the effectiveness of online marketing campaigns across various traffic sources and publishing media. In other words, you can put all kinds of prepended or postpended, however you want to say it, information in the link. So later you can go into your Google Analytics and see exactly all the referrers that are bringing you traffic. Number five, for e-commerce purposes, you can share links that are properly attributed, for example, with affiliate sales in multiple countries. Example, if you're an affiliate for Amazon, you can use a system to make sure that if somebody's buying from China or Germany, it doesn't matter. If you join those affiliate programs in those countries, you can get proper credit and get the affiliate income you deserve. Now, there are many tools to accomplish all of this type of link sharing goodness. Here's five of my favorites, which I'll include in the show notes of this episode over at anchor.fm/Brandon Utley, which is BrandonUtley. Now, the first of these is called the Google Analytics UTM Builder. This is a free Chrome extension. So when you're in Chrome and you are sitting on a link at a news site or blog or whatever you want to share, click this little Chrome extension and you can put in all that information I mentioned about the source, the medium that the link's coming from, etc. So you can later track that in Google Analytics. Number two is a very popular choice among many people. It's called Bitly, B-I-T-L-Y. That allows you to shorten those links and you can do a lot of that for free. They also have paid options that I mentioned that if you have your own unique domain name you want to use for link sharing as opposed to using Bitly, you can do that as well. Number three is Genius. This is awesome. And it's actually genii.us. That's the one I mentioned that if you're doing e-commerce, you can direct people to the right place and get proper attribution for Amazon sales, as well as iTunes and several other affiliate selling marketplaces. The other cool thing about Genius is you can put all your retargeting codes in there and also, you know, bake all those in, if you will, to a single link that you start to share. So when somebody clicks on that, instantly you can retarget them later on LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, etc. Pretty cool stuff. I know this sounds bizarre. Another one I love is called Rebrandly. And again, the link is rebrandly.com in the show notes. But that is another one that allows you to, you know, rebrand your links so they're not all ugly and they don't belong to somebody else's website. And then finally, a really neat snippet is called, or another tool is called Snipply, S-N-I-P-L-Y, which is actually S-N-I-P.L-Y. And that's a fun tool whereby when somebody clicks on your link, you can actually have a pop-up appear that will redirect them or you know, allow them to click on a link to go download a white paper or get a free PDF or whatever else you want to direct them to. So I don't have a one-size-fits-all solution. I use all of the above for different reasons, depending on what I'm doing. So it does take a little bit more effort on your part as a marketer to stop before you just send the naked link and then decide, what's the purpose of this? Do I need to track it? What do I want to accomplish with this link? And then, you know, use the right tool accordingly. So there you go. I hope you've learned a few things about the inherent power of link sharing and that you'll use some of these tools to make your links look and perform better. I'm Brandon Utley with GopherLaunch.io. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you again next time.